A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Then the Pharisees said to him, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf." Then they said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple. But no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. This exchange with the scribes and Pharisees, very typical of Jesus, immediately follows yesterday's Gospel, the story of the woman caught in the act of adultery and saved from death by stoning, because Jesus appeals to her accusers' own consciences. And on that occasion, actually the scribes and Pharisees behaved with a certain integrity, because they did recognize that they were not without sin. But it didn't take them long to get back to being aggressive, to accusing Jesus of not respecting their laws. They say, for instance, that his testimony is not valid because there isn't a second witness to confirm it. But Jesus turns the tables on them. "You don't know the first thing about me," he says, in effect. "I've got a supporting witness, my Father." And at that point, the Pharisees clearly hear the word Father as if it had a small f. But again, Jesus tells them they don't know what they're talking about. And note that all this is happening at the conclusion of the Festival of Tabernacles, one of the great feast days of the Jewish year, which commemorates the years Israel spent in the desert. So this is a moment when Jesus had joined all his fellow adult male Jews for the ritual celebration in the temple, which is all the more extraordinary as a background for this clash with his enemies, because they're all members of the same observant community. Scribes and the Pharisees are not atheists. They're not old-time Richard Dawkins. They themselves believe in God, but they don't know what Jesus is talking about. And it turns again and again on language, on the words that people use, and on how they understand each other's words. Father can mean human progenitor, which is what the scribes and the Pharisees mean, or it can be God himself, which is what Jesus means. Valid testimony in human legal terms, or is it testimony in the broader sense of testimony that's valid because it's supported by God? Knowing, in the sense of being acquainted with someone or something, with an idea, or much, much more deeply, being in perfect communion, when you really know somebody or something, there's something much greater going on than just acquaintance or rational knowledge. We need to be careful what words we use, and we also need to be careful to listen to other people to make sure that if we reject what somebody says or agree with it, we know that we're talking about the same thing. That's especially true when we're in conversation with Jesus. Do we know what he means? Do we know what we mean when we ask him something, when we tell him something, when we want something from him? The scribes and the Pharisees didn't know how lucky they were. Right there in front of them, Son of God, proclaiming his true identity. And they were still too pig-headed to accept the truth. And they were too self-absorbed to avoid making the terrible mistake that we'll be remembering on Friday of next week. So, thank God for Lent. Thank God for these 40 days of recognizing our own deafness to his voice, of seeing that we fail to understand, just as the scribes and Pharisees did, of preparing for the day that's always astonishing, always transforming, always a new beginning. Easter Day, greatest of all festivals. Do we know, do we really know what we're celebrating? We're celebrating, and you'll have to forgive the pun, the rising of the sun. Sun who is always the light of the world.